Hi there. The word for today is don't just read it, do it. In John 14, verse 26, Jesus said, "The Holy Spirit will teach you and will remind you of everything." Jesus ended his famous Sermon on the Mount with a striking story that addresses the gap between knowing and doing. Matthew 7, verse 24. "Therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." The problem is, we find it easier to be smart than to be good. You don't need to know more about the Bible until you're willing to put into practice what you already know. Author John Ortberg says that when he taught tennis, unskilled novices would agonize over which racket to buy, whether to use nylon or gut strings, whether to string them up at 65 or 70 pounds. The problem was, they couldn't even hit the ball. Instead of debating the minutiae, they simply needed to practice. But a word of caution here. Don't become a doer of the word by drawing on your own strength and willpower, for it doesn't work. The Holy Spirit, who dwells within you, is referred to in Scripture as the Paraclete. And that word means one who comes alongside to help. So when you decide to do what's right, the Holy Spirit within you empowers you to do it. When a situation arises, He'll prompt you to do what you should. Jesus promised, "The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. First, He'll teach you, and second, He'll remind you of everything I've said to you." You ask, "But what if I don't get it right?" No problem. He will work with you, giving you opportunities until you do get it right. Okay? That's the word for you today.